Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
All right, Jeremy. So since you are being a loser and assuming that your vacation comes before your responsibilities to this podcast.
I'm sorry.
And you're actually going to be taking off next week, which will now have been essentially we're recording an episode that you guys are listening to 2 weeks before you're actually going to hear it, which is going to be a lot of fun because I want to talk about some news, but I'm scared that we may sound really stupid in 2 weeks when this episode actually airs.
Yeah, there's nothing like talking about news and rumors when we're about to take a big long break from recording.
That's right. So, but we're just gonna double down on everything and see how horribly wrong we can be. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So what I wanted to talk about is a couple of days ago, WDW Magic had this article about flying height test balloons over and around the Universe of Energy in Epcot.
Right. So, first of all, before we get into any of this, what are height test balloons and why would they fly them?
Right. So, height test balloons are just, I mean, are balloons that they're using to test height. And by that, what they're usually looking at is they're saying, okay, if a building was this tall, how would it affect sight lines within the park? Where would you be able to see that building from? Where would it appear in relation to other things in the park? And so, by flying a balloon, they can then look at it and go, oh, okay, that's where the roof line would be or okay. something. So essentially, if you're flying height test balloons, and what's interesting to me is if you're flying those, you're about to make a big change. And if they're flying them above Universe of Energy, then that means that at least they're considering that Universe of Energy is not long for this world.
You think that means that they're going to, like, so are they flying them like the string of the balloon is attached to Universe of Energy as if to say this spot will now be a different height?
They said, again, and we're basing this off because I was not there. We're basing this off the WDW Magic article. They said that they were flying balloons near Universe of Energy.
Okay.
But where, what else are you going to, like, if it's not near Wonders of Life and it's near Universe of Energy, I don't think there's anything. Thinking about that area, front stage and backstage, there's nowhere that you're going to be that's not Universe of Energy, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
So, I don't know. This, it's interesting to me, though, because I can't figure out, and I brought up Wonders of Life because I can't figure out why you would take an attraction that's functional and be talking about changing it or gutting it or whatever, when you have a defunct building, more or less. I mean, a building that gets used quite regularly, for Flower and Garden, right? I mean, that's essentially what Wonders of Life is now. It's like an entrance center for that. And other than that, I don't really think it sees a lot of use. And I'm just curious as to why they would want to, you know, make huge changes to a building that's working rather than if you're going to do something, to do something over there. Because the rumor that I hate talking about this rumor because there's just no way that I don't come off ranty about it. But the rumor is that something Guardians of the Galaxy is going to go in that spot.
They're back. Guardians of the Galaxy is back.
Well, okay. But now, here's the thing.
This is the first I'm hearing of this rumor. So that's hilarious that Guardians of the Galaxy just keeps on sticking around as a rumor that they're going in somewhere.
Right, right. Well, and that's... So here's the thing. This is where I'm going to hedge the bets a little bit there. Okay. It is interesting that we heard Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, heard it from a couple of different places, and then suddenly the height test balloons are being flown. But I just feel like Guardians of the Galaxy is being thrown, like, it almost feels like it's a misinformation campaign by Disney now, because also, a couple of weeks back, I think the Diz ran an article where they were saying that it was possible that we were going to see Guardians of the Galaxy coming to Mission Space.
Okay. Well, that would make more sense.
So it would because Universe of Energy, I don't see how, you could totally gut it and turn it into a Guardians attraction, whereas Mission Space already kind of lends itself to an outer space adventure, Guardians of the Galaxy sort. But, you know, the point of that is, like, I'm you're hearing Guardians of the Galaxy could be going in here. And I totally believe that that means that they want to get Guardians of the Galaxy as an IP out there. I just don't know where it's going to go. And again, like, if you're going to create a Guardians of the Galaxy, unless you're going to repurpose the universe of energy building, which if you're doing that, why are you flying height test balloons? Because that means you're building up higher. And after they did World of Motion to test track, everything that I heard was there was a lot of issues there. And they said never again when it comes to gutting and trying to repurpose a building that extensively. Why would you build something new and not just build it over at Wonders of Life?
Yeah. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy, this is either a misinformation campaign, like you're saying, or just an IP that they desperately want but can't find a place where it would fit. You know, like Tower of Terror, like it was rumored to be in, you know, that would be basically ruining a very, very, very popular attraction. Where,
well, but I think that's legitimately coming to, I think that's pretty far down the tracks on the Disneyland front.
Okay.
Would you agree or disagree with that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think it's going to happen?
I would disagree with that.
Okay. So you think both towers are safe?
Yes.
Or all the towers are safe, whatever.
I do. You know, in the same way that they wanted Frozen somewhere, and so they threw it into Norway, it really, I feel the same way that, like, they are desperately trying to find somewhere to throw Guardians of the Galaxy, and they're just not having any luck.
Yeah, well,
although a retheme of Mission Space, even a permanent retheme of Mission Space to Guardians of the Galaxy, I think would be fine. I think Mission Space is showing its age, and I love Gary Sinise. Uncle Gary is my favorite. And I love Mission Space, but I think it's showing its age, and it's just not as like captivating as it used to be.
As somebody who loves that attraction, I'll definitely agree with that. I
love it too.
I guess my thought is, and again, I'm gonna try not to be quite so just total rant out on this, but I'm having trouble understanding how they could take how are you going to take Guardians of the Galaxy and somehow and it doesn't even have to be completely grounded, but at least somewhat grounded in some sort of actual reality where it feels like it fits in Future World, you know?
I think you are hoping for too much that they would worry about grounding it in anything. I think if they are going to introduce Guardians of the Galaxy into Future World in Epcot, they have already blown way past any kind of rules that they might have about what belongs in Epcot and stuff.
Well,
and
finding Nemo's over at the Living Seas, and I really don't think that that's something that I inherently have a problem with, because again, it's there's this Finding Nemo thing, and in some ways especially the ride part of it feels a little tacked on and disjointed to me from the rest of the Living Seas. But at the end of the day, it's still about, this is an aquarium, and here's some real life, real world. Here's some education to go along with your entertainment that, to me, feels Epcot-y, I guess.
I don't think that Disney cares about making Epcot educational anymore. I think it's all about it being entertaining now.
And see, that kind of saddens me. If that actually is the case, and again, I feel like, I feel like Frozen is some evidence to support your case. If that becomes the case, then I just don't understand, because, like, why are we bothering with multiple gates at that point if it's all going to be the same thing, you know?
Yeah, I do. But I think that you saw when they changed it from Epcot, EPCOT, the Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow, to Epcot, capital E, PCOT, you know, and now it's just the name. I think that was their first kind of thing where they were like, you know, this is no longer a park that means what it used to mean. And as Finding Nemo and Frozen and, you know, all of these different things get added in and even begin to replace something that was either cultural or educational, I don't know. I think that the Disney of the 2000s values entertainment more than education, and really holding true to what Epcot is.
Yeah.
I think I think that, and maybe that's too much. Maybe not holding true to what Epcot was, but instead, like the World Showcase, I honestly think that they are mostly buying into the World Showcase. I think, you know, obviously go back and listen to any episode where Frozen is mentioned and you will hear how we feel about Frozen being in Norway. But I really think that they do care about the World Showcase and that that is a good representation of other cultures. But a future world is such a strange place that I just think that they are going to make that like the front half of Epcot is going to be like a little mini Magic Kingdom type area. And then you have the World Showcase where the actual Epcottiness of it all will live on.
But see, to me, that's just like, that doesn't mesh with, well, I don't know, maybe with the Pixar thing that's over in the theater, which is just kind of feels like a long pause for whatever they're going to decide to do with that location. But that just, other than that, that really just doesn't, to me, unless they've got a lot more on the books, it's going to change as well. Right now, anything that was Guardians that didn't somehow fit with that, some synergy into education or reality, is not going to fit with the rest of Future World right now, is it? Because I said, even with Nemo, you have it fitting with an aquarium. And, you know, thinking about like Soarin' and Living with the Land and, you know, looking at Spaceship Earth or Test Track, like that doesn't fit with the rest of those, does it?
Not right now, absolutely not. But I think taking what they're doing now and looking forward toward into the future, I think Future World becomes a lot less educational and a lot more of a reason to bring your kids to Epcot.
Yeah, well. And I guess you could argue that future could be defined as the future as seen by comic book writers and
in science fiction.
Yeah. I think it's probably nostalgia mostly that makes me want to stay. And again, nostalgia / wanting to see some definitive difference between the gates as a reason for the gates existing.
Right, yes.
Rather than seeing something that, because, you know, I don't know. So, like, I think about something like a Soarin' or a Test Track, and I'm like, that would fit in Hollywood Studios. Maybe Soarin' would fit in Magic Kingdom. Neither of them fits in Animal Kingdom. They feel like they really fit best at Epcot. Now, you could retheme any of those attractions and make them work in one of the other ones, I think. But with the theming the way they are, I feel like Epcot becomes the natural fit for them.
Well, and I think Test Track is another thing that kind of proves my point, in that Test Track used to be a thing where you kind of learned about how they tested cars, how GM tested, you know, automobiles. And the inside part of Test Track was all about, you know, testing the brakes and testing the steering and hot and cold and all that. And now it's just this like Tron looking thing that doesn't have anything to do with testing cars anymore, except for like you can build a Hot Wheels mobile and at the end somebody wins. And I think Test Track has gotten to the point where it does fit anywhere but Animal Kingdom. Obviously Animal Kingdom still has a pretty defined gate.
Yeah. So I don't know. But okay. So outside of that aspect of it, again, my question to you is why Universe of Energy?
I don't know. I don't know enough about that building, honestly, to really have an opinion on it.
Yeah. I mean, I I've done that attraction multiple times.
I haven't.
I did it not that long ago, and it is what is the time on that attraction? It's like 45 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
isn't that, it's Ellen's Energy Adventure now, right?
Yeah.
It's 44, 45 minutes.
Yeah, that
it's a nice way to get some air conditioning.
It really is. It really is, but it drags, and you'd better make sure you go to the bathroom ahead of time, and there, you know, I've never seen a lot of people waiting for it, and the last time I went, you know, we pretty much just walked right in. Like I said, I get that something needs to happen to that building, but I don't know. It just, I'm curious as to, again, why you wouldn't just try to revamp that attraction. And maybe they're flying the hype balloons because they're going to change up the building a little bit, but they're going to just revamp the attraction too.
Well, and what if they did a thing like Rocket Rods in Disneyland, where they took the people mover, which moved really slow, and changed it to an attraction that moved fast and was actually tried to be a thrilling attraction. Now, Rocket Rods failed miserably, but maybe they could take that 45-minute Ellen's Energy Adventure track and make it into something that moved a little faster and was like a 10-minute attraction.
Yeah, I don't even know how you, because like track is such a loose term for that because of the vehicles that they're using being the hugely, I mean, basically you've got a theater on wheels is what you're, rolling through. Yeah, so think Great Movie Ride sort of a thing, but except way bigger than that.
Oh, yeah, see, I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not, like I said, it's hard for me to fathom how they do anything short of just completely gutting this thing. And then again, that's what I keep coming up against is if you're going to completely gut it, then why there? But yeah, so changes are coming. Changes are coming to Future World, which as much as it might upset me that there's a potential Guardians of the Galaxy and a change to Future World away from, at the same time, I recognize that something needs to happen in Future World. Because as you said, Mission Space really starting, and I love that attraction, but really starting to show its age. You know, Soarin' just had its revamp, so of course it's looking good. You know, I don't know how much longer Journey to into Imagination with Figment sticks around.
Yeah, not long. I don't think that's going to be around for much longer.
And that's, that really bums me out. But again, Because that's the character, that is Epcot's character, it's Figment.
Right, and the way I look at it, I mean, other than the comics that they've started putting out about Figment, I don't know who Figment is, I have no attachment to that character, and I wonder how many kids actually know who Figment is.
Very, very few. Very few. I'll clearly admit that.
And what's the guy, the Dream Finder?
Yeah.
Who
doesn't exist in the current version of Journey into Imagination either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, he's not there. Have you not ridden Journey?
No.
You better go ride some of this stuff, because it's not going to be around. It's potentially not going to be around a whole lot longer, but...
Dude, when I go to Epcot, I ride Mission Space, I ride Soarin', I ride Living with the Land, and then I go eat.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the thing, you know, so then I start looking and I'm like, again, the theater is still open. They're running the little Pixar Short Film Festival deal inside there. That's another like huge area that needs to have something going on in it, but they're instead but I don't know, maybe they would have to demolish that, but it is nice to know that they're doing something in Future World.
Yeah, instead of just letting it stagnate.
Yeah, which it feels like they've done for a little while, you know. And I hate to say that when changes have happened to Soarin', changes have happened to Test Track, you know, when they did the Tron redo or whatever you want to call that. You know, there has been stuff happening, but I don't know. Part of me wants the major revamp, but the problem is I want a major revamp, but I only want it done my way. That's my issue.
That's easy. I mean, obviously, like we said last week, Disney listens to our podcast and only makes decisions based on what we say. So it'd be easy for you to get exactly what you want, right?
Absolutely. So we've got the changes coming to Future World, right?
Right.
And then we also have, and again, this is by now, this is now 2 weeks later that you're listening to this. So you're like, this is really old news. Why are they talking about this? But I just wanted to point out that while we've had a lot of trouble getting Remy into anything involved in the States, we do finally have a rat with a restaurant coming, because we have the famous original Pizza Rizzo.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Where is that's at Hollywood Studios, right?
Yeah, where Pizza Planet used to be.
Yes,
That is going to be Pizza Rizzo.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
Pizza Planet was fun, but it wasn't Pizza Planet from Toy Story. I mean, it was an arcade attached to a pizza place, but they didn't have any, like, as far as I know, they didn't have any Toy Story specific arcade games. They didn't have the whack-a-mole game with the aliens that Sid plays. They didn't have a claw machine full of those green aliens. I mean, it was all just, you know, arcade games like you would play at Dave and Buster's. So I like that they're actually making a real themed place.
So sadly, I never really knew about the theming of that place, because I've walked in there one time. I walked in, ordered, got my food, and walked right back out. Like, didn't even try to sit indoors. We were sitting outdoors at the time. So I can't really say anything about it. But I do, like, I find it amusing, because I've heard some people make the argument that the reason we don't see anything Ratatouille and Remy related is the whole rat restaurant thing. And then we've got...
No.
We've got Pizza Rizzo. I mean, like, so isn't that definitely more... Like, Rizzo creeps me out a lot more than Remy ever did.
Yeah, Rizzo was presented as a dirty rat.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Remy is very clean.
Right.
I mean, he's like, he's an immaculate chef.
Yeah.
So I just think they never found a way to incorporate Remy within, you know, whatever budget or whatever. You know, there was some reason that France has, you know, a Remy thing. And there's a restaurant called Remy on one of the ships, one of the Disney cruise ships. And it's a very, very, very upscale restaurant. But yeah, we don't have anything in the States, but Rizzo is fun, and keeping it a pizza place, they're going to be able to not change much.
Oh yeah, yeah, and none of that is to say that I'm not. I actually really like this, and I really like the fact that this is actually going to be Muppets, because I was really concerned after, you know, the newest Muppets TV series got canceled. I was like, so this whole Muppets Plaza area over in Hollywood Studios. Is that really going to, you know, like, are we even going to try to keep that around now, or right. What's about to, but I mean, at least in the short term, it seems like they're content to keep the Muppets around.
Yeah. I mean, they did rename that area the Muppets Courtyard. So I hope that they have at least a few more plans to Muppet it up.
Well, but again, like I said, after that TV show failed, you had to kind of wonder, are they going to be like, well, Muppets Courtyard is just what we were calling it because the Muppets 3D was over there until we got done with this phase of construction, and now we're you know, trashing that, so Muppets Courtyard is no more either.
Yeah, I guess the big thing would be when Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land are done. We'll see.
Yeah, well,
what that area is called.
Well,
maybe the Muppets just lives on as Pizza Rizzo.
Hmm. And something happens to Muppet Vision 3D.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we've both said could use a refurb or something.
Yeah, it could use a something.
It could use a something. So anyway, but yeah, so we have Pizza Rizzo to look forward to. Changes, of course, at DHS abound, and who knows what's going to happen to Future World. So we'll see.
Yep. So that'll do it for this week's episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. Head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, have a magical day.